Let's take stock of the last year. Thousands of Massachusetts residents died in the pandemic, and thousands lost their jobs or had their hours cut. For schools, the pandemic has brought disruptions like no other year, which leads to this question: what should the new normal look like? All this week, WBUR is exploring unexpected lessons, how the pandemic has affected teachers and students, and the things they want to take with them going forward. This morning, WBUR's Kerry Young brings us the story of how remote learning took pressure off some students with anxiety and what that could teach us about how to better support them.
Sixth grader Harrison has a very simple routine for his school week.
I wake up, tell my mom to give my iPad internet, eat breakfast and go to school, and stay in my pajamas.
You'll notice that getting dressed didn't quite make the list. Harrison loves the fact that he can go to school in his pajamas, but it's more than just the relaxed dress code.
We didn't have to drive anywhere, and I just didn't have to make a commute.
I guess it's nicer because some teachers are, like, loud-ish, and you can turn down the volume.
Most importantly, though, for him, home is a safe space that he's familiar with. He also knows how seriously his family takes coronavirus precautions, something he can't say about all of his classmates.
I would not be comfortable at hybrid because, for me, at least, I have anxiety, so, like, I'd just stay away from people.
Not being near people takes away a whole bunch of issues.
That's Harrison's mom, Jen Minnell. We're not using her son's last name in order to protect his privacy.
He's so perceptive. So if he was in school, he'd be like, you don't have your mask on right. You're not distancing enough. He'd just be overwhelmed with that kind of distraction.
Jen says even before COVID, Harrison struggled with the same kind of hypervigilance. Is his classroom safe? Were other students following the rules?
At home, right? Like, that's a safe place. There's fewer distractions here. There's fewer things to be hypervigilant about. So he could focus more. Like, he's thriving. He is thriving in sixth grade.
Still, Jen has mixed feelings about the idea of her kids learning from home in the long term, mostly because they're not interacting as much with other kids.
As much as there's positive aspects of remote learning, you know, my kids aren't doing sports, they're not doing drama, they're not doing dance.
But Harrison argues remote learning can offer some new ways to socialize, like online office hours with teachers.
And one of the teachers would be like, let's just stay on. Like, one time we stayed on, like, all night. Yeah, I actually made a lot more friends than I thought I would have.
And Harrison isn't alone. A lot of students with anxiety and even some kids with autism have made gains this year, at least in some areas of their school experience.
Does that mean that their grades are good? It's a whole person approach.
Andrea Parrish is a director at the IDEALS Institute at the Johns Hopkins University School of Education. Parrish thinks these students liked remote learning because it simplified the learning process.
They can just focus on the content or just focus on the instructions at hand. And so they don't have to navigate all of those other sort of social experiences while they're learning.
Parrish stresses that students still need to learn those anxiety coping skills and social skills that in-person learning provides. But maybe they don't always have to do that at the same time as their academics. She says she can see a future where remote learning can be used in conjunction with in-person services, depending on a student's learning needs.
We usually look to traditional face-to-face sorts of accommodations and modifications to make it work. But now this is something that perhaps we could add to our menu of options.
As for Harrison, he's looking forward to getting back to an in-person classroom next year. He misses his friends and even some small things like doing assignments on actual paper. His mom, Jen, says she's pretty pleased with how much he's learned this year, and not just academically.
It's really helping with some of the rigid thinking you can have with anxiety. You can't be rigid and live through this. You have to keep going and keep, don't wear a mask, do wear a mask. You know, like, there's been changes as people have learned things, and that's okay.
Which, she says, is an important life lesson, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.